Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Brendan Eyer plus Ace's Joke of the Day and Today in History. It's all coming up next.
Grandpa got his teeth knocked out in 1932. From a stray foul ball, Joe DiMaggio hit the count, was 0-2. I'll never forget the sound he made when the ball hit him in the lips. He tried to cuss, he tried to swear, but the only thing he said was this.
Grandpa wasn't all there.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't want to go blonde?
Well, I am blonde.
I mean, our guest over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Are you a real blonde, Christy?
Yes.
Prove it.
Wait a minute.
Haven't you seen the tapes?
I never asked you.
Oh, I was born. Yeah, I'm blonde.
Huh.
I throw some highlights in there every once in a while, cover the gray. But
Christy. I'm guessing our guest wasn't born blonde.
No, I was not.
What the hell's the deal?
You know, my hair was getting gray, so I dyed it blonde, and now everyone thinks I'm way younger. So it's great.
Is that what they think?
That or they just say, wow, this guy makes a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
We'll meet our guest in just a second.
They think that. Maybe I don't.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. You look like Eminem's uncle.
M&OP.
You look kind of like a professional wrestler in 1965.
Oh, you
that's
do?
That's a compliment.
Yeah. See,
what are you going to do, brother, when I dye my hair blonde?
Brendan Eyer came in this morning, and I saw it, and I went, man, I have always wanted to do. I think it looks super cool.
You want to do that?
In my 20s, I always wanted to do that.
Oh, you have signed your death warrant.
You
have to do it now.
I can't do it now. My hair's
you count down to dyeing your hair blonde.
I think my hair is too thin.
No, it's not. You're fine. You're going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to happen.
Oh, this is going to be good. Brendan Eyer is our guest, and it's E-Y-R-E. I bet in your career you've been introduced as Brendan Eyre, I-E-R. What is, how do they?
Irie, yeah. People used to read Jane Eyre in school, so people, older people know,
sure.
And then they realize, well, Jane Eyre is a very bad book.
bad necessarily.
And so I like Jane Eyre.
A little dull, perhaps.
I loved it.
I did too.
I think it's a great book.
Seen the movie a couple times.
But it's a fine joke.
No.
I did not expect everyone in the Bob and Tom studio to be a huge Jane Eyre fan.
No, no. Oh, we have a meeting, so what's that?
Whatever you say, Blondie. Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, I already deleted it. Something too literary this morning, the birthday of the author of Wuthering Heights. Sure. Yeah. Oh, I scratch that out going, no one cares.
Bronco? What's her name?
Bronte.
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 Yeah. Of course,
Emily.
Bronco. And the Brontosaurus, of course.
Jackie Collins.
Named after the turgid, lengthy writing that is.
Emily Brontosaurus.
Was you that sure her? It's not Charlotte Bronco?
That's her sister,
no, there's
right?
Charlotte Bronte.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think you're wrong.
The point is we are in the Napa Auto Parts studios with Ace, our engineer. And let's see, that would be Pat Godwin over there. And
idiot.
I thought I smelled the Ace Cosby joke of the day. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you smell it already.
Ace Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Speaking of hair coloring, it reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She wanted to be a redhead really bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she spilled the hair coloring in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Looked like somebody died in there.
Oh, no. And we're back to form, aren't we?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
So yesterday
I like that one.
You know you did.
Yes, I did. Looked like somebody died in there. Any punchline you can scream, I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah, like so chick hates my hair, but
no,
loves
no, no.
that joke.
I do. I'm a dichotomy. I'm an enigma.
Do you remember yesterday's joke?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're actually getting requests for this.
For past jokes?
Because it was so strong. I'll see if I can set it up for you.
Ace Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Bad weekend. Got pulled over by the cops.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
He asked if I had a police record. I said, no, a couple Sting CDs.
Perfect. Great delivery.
Yeah.
Somebody died in there.
I don't know.
I love that joke because I love Sting. Let's see now. Where were we? Oh, we were introducing Christy Lee at the news desk. Mm-hmm. Our natural blonde newscaster.
As far as, mm-hmm.
Josh,
as far as we know.
Brendan Ayer is our guest. Comedian Brendan Ayer's new album is not called Does He or Doesn't He? Only his hairdresser knows for sure. It's called Desiree. Your new album.
What?
It's called Desiree. Desiree. That's the title of the album.
What's it? Is that, you is that run, your mom you run, or something? Or what?
Well, you have to listen to it to find out. But there was a woman in the front row at the album recording with some very interesting things to say that made the CD. And here's the thing. I recorded in Cincinnati, and you guys were a great help. I came on the show before. A lot of people, Bob and Tom fans, came out. I don't think Desiree knows it's named after her. So if you're listening and you know Desiree, somebody let this lady know that my album is named after her.
Oh, my goodness.
So she makes an appearance on the album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's on there. Her story.
Good. So we'll find out what's happening with you. Obviously, you have dyed your hair blonde. You do look like a professional wrestler. Very heavily tatted. What's going on? Hold up. Is that a...
Well,
Is that an eagle? What is that?
Since I've been coming in here, I've always had tattoos. I just think I always have a...
Long sleeve shirt
on. Unfortunately, I have this tiger tattoo that I really like. And then I was in Oklahoma City a few months ago, and I got a panther tattoo. And it's sort of selectively shaded. And I went home, and I went back to the hotel, and I looked in the mirror for quite some time, and I realized, oh man, I accidentally got another tiger tattoo. And so if you have one tiger tattoo, you can kind of be like, well, I just think they look cool. But now I gotta know stuff about tigers, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
now I'm a tiger guy. So that's not great.
Good to know. What are the other ones, may I ask?
I got an eagle. I have Cleveland tattooed on my arm, which is that's always a good way to get girls. Just tattoo the, you know, Rust Belt
city of origin
you're from. Yeah, but yeah, I got a bunch.
Do you have
of tattoos.
The Terminal Tower on there from Cleveland?
I don't.
Do you have
any
landmarks? Just the name of the city.
Just the name of the city. Very very creative. Yeah, I'm a creative person.
If you got a tattoo, you have to for a city, right?
That's a nickname for the Cleveland.
It's a nickname for Cleveland. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
You did? You've heard of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Surrounded by an enormous park. It's a very
fourth
nice
city, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard it before until I met you.
A lot of cities have nicknames that not everybody's aware of. Right now, this week in the news, Baltimore, known as...
The Charm City?
Very good chick.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about the name Cleveland? Cleve is known as a Janus word. it has two definitions which are the opposite of each other. Cleave means to bring together and to separate.
Mm-hmm. There's also a very offensive word that the origin of which is
cleavage.
Oh, I had no idea. But okay. Hence cleavage. It separates cleavage. And it brings together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another one that's really bad. We have a promise.
Starts with C.
What's that promise?
We were going to get to a news story about a is it a, it's not beer, but it's not. What is it again?
An Australian brewery has launched a beer flavored tea.
Huh.
Victoria Bitter Tea contains Ceylon black tea leaves as well as the company's Super Pride hops in order to give the beverage its beer flavor.
Oh, Ceylon, that country.
Ceylon?
Yeah.
C-E-Y-L-O-N?
C-E-Y-L-O-N. Tea does not contain any alcohol, but reportedly smells and tastes like beer. The limited edition package of 24 tea bags available for sale through Victoria Bitter's website for $10.
Do you drink it cold or hot?
I probably could do either, I guess.
Nothing like a good hot beer.
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
So it has...
Iced beer tea? Ugh.
Now, I'm confused. There's no alcohol in this.
No.
Well, what's the point? ABV, baby. That's what it's all about.
People like beer.
Now, Josh, typically you teabag after drinking beer.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yep. Yeah, you ever have a couple of beers?
I don't stop until I have lower back pain.
You find
like
that.
I've been playing skee ball all night.
You find that out. A couple of beers, a couple of Zimas, you teabagging all over the place.
God, what a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't see that taking off.
Well, you're underestimating Australians, is what you're doing.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had Vegemite?
No, I haven't.
Disgusting, and they love it. It's their favorite food. They eat kangaroo penis.
They do?
What?
Yeah, it's called
I can't eat that. It makes me jumpy.
That was perfectly placed. Razor sharp.
Yes, yes,
what's it called?
Kangaroo penis.
Oh, keep it simple.
Vegemite is the joke.
Yes, it comes in a pouch.
Very handy. Well, it's a penal colony. So.
Vegemite made famous in a
land
song.
Down under. Yeah.
What the kangaroo mom? Hey, Ace. What did the kangaroo mom say?
I don't know.
I hate it when it rains. The kids play inside. What do you think? Never mind.
I give it a C.
All right, give it a C. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't get it. Beer flavored tea. I simply do not get it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that.
Isn't sparkling alcoholic water like the big thing?
Oh
right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like LaCroix, more or
White
less.
White Claw.
Yes, White Claw is what it. That's the brand.
I'm
name.
A big fan.
It's like 6-7%. Is that right?
Yes, I may have had a couple last.
6-7% alcohol.
Like the ruby
by
grapefruit. Very
the
much.
White Claw.
What proof is that?
5%.
Like 6%.
What is it?
No,
vodka?
It's
like a beer.
Is it vodka?
Like a beer, more or less. It's just alcohol, right?
I don't know what's in it, but it
is
tastes
it close to
really
a wine
good.
Cooler?
No, it tastes like sparkling water.
So why did that remind you of teabagging?
I'm gonna have to.
I didn't
up
say
on
it did.
Nobody
he
said
brought
that.
It up.
I brought that up.
What show are you doing in your head?
Because you guys were talking about
now, Tom,
tea.
No, when you say someone is teabagging, are you picturing them? Receiving or giving?
Either way, it's funny if it's you.
I see.
What about? Are you talking? Now are you talking just about the Roman helmet, or are you talking about just the tea bag?
The notion of you just suddenly.
You know what the Roman helmet is, don't you?
Take it from the waist down.
The what?
Being some kind of weird.
The Roman helmet
cracks me up.
With these here, right? That and then.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Right here, that's the Roman helmet.
Okay, two things. The Roman helmet. We need to definitely move on.
I like that all through Christie's news story, Josh was just considering the teabagging implications.
Yeah.
The whole time just thinking, wait, is it me or is it the other guy? I gotta know.
I don't see the beer-flavored teabags taking off. I don't
know. But White Claw is.
Yeah, well, White Claw, that makes sense because it's got booze in it. But Brenda, we have a little something from Christy. What did you say you were going to talk about?
Birthdays celebrated this birthday, July 30th, 1863, was Mr. Henry Ford.
Oh, President Henry Ford.
Not President Henry
Second
Ford.
President. Yeah.
But controversial.
Sure.
Yeah, don't look too deep. Yeah,
let's not. Yeah, let's not. The truck in every driveway. Yeah.
Don't look too deep into Henry Ford's history.
Yeah, stand that first Wikipedia paragraph on Henry Ford.
He said, I want to be buried in a casket any color as long as it's black.
Well, sure, yeah, yeah, the old.
Get that, Christy?
No.
Well, that was the
you
famous.
Think he came up with the salesman at the car dealership standing by the window smoking? You think Henry Ford came up with that, too?
His famous line was, you can have any color as long as it's black.
Yeah.
Huh.
All the cars were black. Today, they're all what?
Not all of them. I have a black car. You know you're right, though. There are a lot of white cars, it seems, anymore. White and gray.
No, lots of colors. What's the most popular car color in America?
I'm going to say white.
Black or white. Or silver.
Let's find out. Yeah. Okay, what else is happening in history?
Born on this date in 1947, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yes. President Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep. Governor.
17th.
Don't you wish he'd taken a stage name?
Yes.
So awkward.
It's not that awkward if you're
an adult, yes. Yeah.
It's pretty awkward.
Next, Christy, please.
Born on this date in...
It until you said something.
You got two possible bad things in there.
1960, Richard Linklater.
What now?
Oh, the director of Dazed and Confused and one of Chick's favorite movies, Boyhood.
I love that movie.
On the state board.
That's one of those
suck it.
That was filmed over a long
you
period
hate it?
Of time.
It was, yeah.
Hated it. Oh, they kept the cast together for 20 years. Wow. Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
And you watch the movie and something's going to happen. And it never does. And they're going to, he's having trouble at school. Okay, it's all over.
Meditative look. It's adolescence.
What else?
Well, it's rough.
It took forever.
It's rough when you're 5 years into a movie. You hire a kid at six and you're like 5 years in and you're like, oh, he's bad at acting.
Yeah.
That is kind of what happened. $20 million into this thing, and this guy sucks.
Or when they grow up too fast. Remember the TV show Lost? They just dumped that kid.
Yeah, you have to get rid of him sometimes.
Walt, he just disappeared.
Yeah, Walt was out of there. Walt was the most interesting thing, I thought.
He was very interesting.
Season.
And then all of a sudden,
nothing.
He's gone.
What happened to him?
Born in the state in 1963, Lisa Kudrow.
Oh,
everybody's friend.
Incredibly bright one.
Yes.
November of 63? Oh, no. July.
July 30th, 1963. That's today.
Guess who got her into SNL? Her neighbor, John Lovitz.
Yeah, she and Jennifer both auditioned for SNL, and they passed on them.
Yeah, really? Lisa Kudrow wasn't on
And then
SNL.
Things just didn't work out after that.
On Friends?
Business. Yeah, how she got in the business, yeah.
Terry Crews, born on this date in 1968.
Shut up.
Thanks, Pat.
Terry Crews is on a television commercial now that I think if the roles were reversed would be problematic. He's doing, his pecs are shaking, and the woman says, keep doing that. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. I always wondered, that's a, in today's culture, isn't
that?
Yeah.
What, the man boob thing versus the boob?
Yeah, yeah. If a woman were on a trampoline and she stopped jumping and the guy goes, hey, keep jumping, well, that'd be problematic.
Sure.
As far as 2012 goes, the most recent. White is the most popular car in the United States, car color, then black, silver, gray, and red.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
What about a turquoise Geo Tracker?
Nobody said anything about that. Nobody said anything about that, Fieri.
Brendan, we can Kelly Blue Book that. Yeah. We don't have to.
Born on this date in 1971, Tom Green.
Good friend of the show. Very funny guy.
I wonder if he has a green car.
Wonder if he has a green card. He's Canadian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Born on this date in 1974, Hillary Swank.
You know how she got in the movie business?
How?
Her
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
Who knew?
Isn't that weird?
John
Lovitz?
Yeah, you should be in the movies. Yeah, that's what you should do.
Jealous?
Very good.
That's really good.
I am a huge Lovitz fan.
So good? He loves John Lovitz.
Yes.
And he's going to, we'll talk about that off here.
Jealous?
Jamie Presley, born on the state in 1977.
Oh, I love her.
Her too. Very hot.
Daughter?
Yeah, super hot.
Oh,
and funny.
Daughter.
My gosh, she is funny.
Ooh, speaking of Elvis's daughter,
she's really
Lisa
good at
Marie.
Playing white trash.
Yeah, yeah. She had to have grown up.
Jamie?
A fairly white trash.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
She's so good at playing.
My name is Earl.
Nope. Hated that show.
Joe Dirt's girlfriend?
She's in Mom.
Yeah.
Nope.
The series Mom.
And wrapping up our birthdays today, 1981, born on this date, Hope Solo.
Hans' daughter?
Of course. The optimistic,
she was on Dexter.
The optimistic sister?
Yeah, yeah. That is the dumbest joke you'll hear all week.
From the Cup family?
But look at it this way. It's out of the way.
And yes. I understand Pat Godwin, Lisa Kudrow got her.
You know, how did she, you know, how she got her start?
I'd like you to meet Lisa.
Jealous?
See, that turned into funny. That turned into funny. So, ha-ha.
Now,
ha-ha.
Coming up, we'll talk with our guest. Brendan Ayer. Now, I understand. I was. You are a sober Brendan Ayer now.
I am. Yeah, I've been sober. I've been sober a long time. 13 years. I've been sober, and Everything's pretty much stayed the same, I think. Alcohol and drugs. The one thing I've missed out on some major developments in marijuana technology.
Mm.
That whole thing has changed. Like, all my friends in New York, nobody smokes weed anymore. They have vape pens,
mm-hmm.
or they eat edibles, you know?
Yeah.
And the edibles, now that weed is becoming more or less legal everywhere, the edibles are wild. They come with factory packaging and brand names and ingredients on the back. The little gummy bears and lollipops. And when I was smoking weed 13 years ago, if you wanted an edible, you had one choice, right? You had to find a hippie chick named like Tree Whistle.
Yes.
And she would sell you a brownie.
Yeah.
And it would taste like dirt. And either one of two things would happen. Either A, absolutely nothing, or B, you would be uncomfortably high for 3 days. There was no calibration on a weed. It was either a complete dud or you were in the boat tunnel from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.